Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. Barb Fuller is with us. Barb is the Human Science Specialist in Nutrition and Wellness with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach for this area. Barb, how are you this morning?
I am doing well. Thank you very much.
Well, very good. Well, we're going to talk, as we oftentimes do when we visit with Barb, about something we all enjoy, and that's food. And sometimes we kind of get into ruts and not sure what to fix for the family. Maybe we want to do something a little healthier, but we're not sure how to get started in things. I see you've got a healthy and homemade workshop series that's coming up here in the month of February for folks to take advantage of.
I do. It's going to be right there in Atlantic at the Cass County Extension Office. And hopefully people will learn some ways to eat healthy and make better use of your time that you spend in the kitchen. And it should be a fun class to attend.
Sure. Where did this idea come from to hold something like this?
Well, it's been across the state of Iowa with all the nutrition specialists. So with Extension, there are 10 nutrition specialists. We're scattered everywhere. And this is a new series that we developed last year. So I pilot tested a couple of the lessons, but it is a series of three. So we want people to come for 3 weeks in a row. Each topic is different. There are several to choose from. So I did work with Kate Olson there in Cass County on which three she thought people might attend. And we have it ready to go.
Very good. As you mentioned, it's a three-part series. On Thursday evenings, it'll be February 13th, 20th, and 27th, and it'll be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Now, let's kind of run through that, Barb, because as you mentioned, each of those sessions will be a little bit different, so folks can come to all three. You want them to come to all three and get a little bit of each. What will you be doing in the first session?
So the first one is called Cook Now, Enjoy Later, and we'll talk about freezer meals, but planning ahead and preparing food ahead of time helps reduce stress, saves money because you aren't running to the grocery store or going through the drive-thru or ordering a pizza at the last minute. So we'll talk about what makes a nutritious home-cooked meal. That night, they'll get to taste something that I've prepared ahead, frozen and defrosted. Some people are so leery that, oh, it's been in the freezer, it's going to taste terrible. Actually, these are pretty good. It's a burrito. And then they'll actually make some, practice wrapping it so that it's in a airtight wrapper for the freezer, so using freezer paper and all of those sort of things, and take a couple of those home that they can have for lunch the next day if they want, or put them in the freezer. So the first one's kind of on freezer meals. The second one is called Veg Out, and I'll talk about the benefits of vegetables, and we all know we should probably be eating more vegetables. And again, we'll sample a recipe, and I'll talk about how to increase your fruits and vegetables in your diet with, not having to buy expensive out-of-season things, but, all those colors of the rainbow we know we should be eating, but hopefully I'll give people some great ideas, and again, they get to eat something that night. It's not a meal every week, but it is a sample, so if you've missed supper, you'll get a little bit of something to eat.
Very good.
And then the last session on the 27th is called Slow Cooker Meals. Mm-hmm. And this time of the year, we all appreciate using a slow cooker. There's a lot of food safety tips that people maybe aren't aware of. And you know me, I talk lots about food safety. So we want people to know how to use that slow cooker safely, things that you can do and things that you probably shouldn't be doing. And again, some recipes and meal ideas. It's not going to be the whole recipe book on slow cooker meals, but where some of our extension resources are. And we'll also have something to take home that night. So every time you come, it's not just listening to me talk. You get to try some things. You always get a recipe and then some other information to take home. So hopefully it will help you, your family, be a little healthier and all those things with healthy and homemade.
Yeah, and this all sounds like it's family friendly.
It is. It is. If anybody's familiar with our Spend Smart, Eat Smart resources, it's really based on that. And all of those recipes and resources are meant for families of whatever size. If it's cooking for just one or two or a larger family, but they're economical. They're ingredients you can find even if you're in the smallest store. So maybe if somebody lives in Audubon and then they don't have a very large grocery store. Everything you should be able to buy at a very small store. You don't have to go to the city. There's no arugula or anything in any of our recipes, things that you've never heard of. So easy to use, easy to prepare, some fast, quick tips, and again, hopefully reducing stress, eating together as a family, eating meals at home instead of relying on the last-minute choices that are available.
Absolutely. You know, Barb, I read an article not too long ago, and I don't remember where the woman was from, but she had her idea was that she would go out and spend an entire day on Sunday buying and then preparing all kinds of different healthy-type snacks and things, and would put them in single-serving containers and have them all stacked up in the refrigerator for the next week or so. So when her children decided they needed something to snack on, or the rest of the family, it's handy. They're more likely to eat it if it's there and it's handy and ready to go as opposed to having to prepare something. Is that kind of along the same lines here? As long as you have something that's handy and ready to go, we're less likely to go grab some fries and a burger?
Well, maybe not quite to that extent, but especially the first week, we're going to talk about freezer meals, so things that freeze well and some things maybe you shouldn't put in the freezer. So again, if you have just a refrigerator type freezer on the top or the bottom of your refrigerator, where you have a deep freeze, things that you can, put ahead of time that are easy then to just throw in the microwave and heat up and eat. So the first one is a little bit more of that. The other two, really not quite so much, but that's always a great idea. And every time I see something like that, I think I should do that much, but I don't. I do plan meals ahead, but I don't prep things for a whole week at a time.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, when it comes to meal planning and preparation, and this is nothing anybody doesn't already know, but we get into ruts, right?
That's right, and everybody does. You know, you kind of know what your family likes and things that you're comfortable preparing. And again, I probably won't give you any great shakes of anything you haven't heard of, but maybe a little bit different way of thinking about something. And I know we're in the middle of the country. We don't always have to have meat at a meal. I'll talk about it's called taco-flavored, I can't remember now, lentils, I think. But and lentils are pretty easy to prepare, a lot less expensive than meat. And if it's something that you're looking at a budget and you fill up a taco with the taco-flavored lentils, then you wouldn't really know that you weren't eating beef.
All kinds of different.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, all kinds of different ideas and options there for you. And the cost of this particular thing, you've got some stuff here. There are materials, there are supplies, there's some takeaways. So I assume there has to be a cost, right?
There is. It's being supported by Cass County Extension. So Cass County is getting this at a discounted price of $5 a week, or a total of $15. You do have to pay $15 for all 3 weeks. You can't just pick 1 week and come. You have to pay the whole cost, $15, at the beginning. If you can't come or you choose not to come, that's fine, but it's not prorated or anything. It's $15, that's 3 weeks, that's $5 a week. You'll get food samples, you'll get recipes, you'll get other information to take home. And it is only going to be limited to the first 25 people, because we want to have enough, again, samples and materials for everybody. And it should be a lot of fun.
Very good. And again, registration deadline there, too, is listed as Monday, February 10th, but you may not want to wait, because that 25 will probably fill up pretty quick. And again, those dates, Thursdays, February 13th, 20th, and 27th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. And you can contact the Cass County Extension Office for more information or to get yourself registered. You can call, you can go online, stop on in. They'd love to see you there too. So make sure you get that taken care of very quickly. Well, we want to make sure folks take advantage of that opportunity. It's a pretty inexpensive opportunity for folks to learn a little bit more and maybe kind of figure out some other ways to better budget your time so we don't spend so much time in the kitchen.
That's right. Everybody, so not everybody, lots of people don't like to spend that much time thinking about or cooking or, you know, doing anything. So hopefully some ways to, again, help your stress and help your meal planning. There is an online registration. So if people, you don't have to come to the extension office, But if you call them, they'll give you the information. If you want to go ahead and register yourself and pay with a credit card, that's an option. You don't have to have a cash or a check or anything. We'll do anything. We'll take your credit card. We'll take your cash. We'll take your check. But we do need to know by February 10th.
You bet. Very good. But they won't take much. It's only $15. So you're getting a lot for that kind of money. That's good value. Well, Barb, thank you so much for the time here this morning. Hope you have a great turnout there. It sounds like a fun program and should smell good there at the community center.
I hope so. So just call the extension office and they can give you the online link or they can take your information and we'll get you set up.